Hey, I'm Scott, and I'm an American in Bangkok, coming to you from the Dusit Royal Princess in Chiang Mai. I'm here to see the doctor, the orthopedic doctor, see how my hip is healing. Hopefully everything is hunky-dory. Anyway, you know, I got these two messages, and they are pretty much complete opposites. And this will give you an idea. This is a little different than most of my negative messages. A lot of them are, you know, you don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Leave the country, you piece of shit, or whatever it is. Anyway, I got one from a lady on, or supposedly it was a lady, on YouTube. And her name is Lonely, with no E in the Lonely, Housewife. One word, just in case you want to check it out. She wrote to me and she said, Scott Mallon, just think, you gave up an American beauty for this. Speaking about a Thai woman. I am a beautiful American woman. You could have met me or many like me, but you go overseas. Are you a pervert? I heard most American bald, perverted fat man like yourself like those little Thai girls and boys. You can't handle the real woman in the States, huh? Did your little slave Thai girl obey your commands at the stare of your perverted eyes? How does that work? You should make a video about that. I personally wish the Thai government and the men would see you perverts for why you're really in Thailand and put you in prison where you guys belong. Now, obviously, this person is trying to get under my skin, which, you know, she's entitled to her opinion, if that's what she is. But she couldn't be farther from the fucking truth. And this is the thing. Most of the people who write and they troll, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. And that's what makes them chowderheads. That's what makes them just complete and utter morons, okay? Let me just take it step by step. Are you a pervert? Hell yeah! I'm perverted. I love it. I mean, you know, I love sex, man. When I get into the sack, I like to have my fun, whether it's a sack or on the table or wherever it may be. Now, you show me a man who, you know, isn't a little perverted, and I'll be shocked, because most men, you know, listen, man. You could say whatever it is, you know. I mean, people have a different version of what perversion, a different version of perversion. Their opinions of perversion tend to be different. Now, you know, I'm not into, like, extremely kinky stuff, bondage and discipline or any of that kind of shit. I just like sex. If that makes me perverted, hey, fine. You know, if doing it in another way besides the missionary position it makes me perverted, then fine. I'm perverted. Okay? And, you know, I don't care. So what? What does that mean? At the end of the day, when you die, well, that guy was a pervert. Yeah, so what? There were plenty of women that loved to satisfy him. And let me tell you something. Well, let me just go on here and read this, and then I'll explain myself further. I heard most American bald, perverted, fat men like yourself like those little Thai girls and boys. Well, I don't know about everybody else, but I know about myself. Now, I wasn't always bald, you see. That's the thing that people forget. First of all, I wasn't always bald, and I always didn't have a gut, okay? I used to be very, very fit to where I got laid just because I took my shirt off, and that's no bullshit. I used to have a nice hair. I mean, you know, my hair was all right. I mean, I didn't have some, you know, mane like Fabio, but I mean, my hair was fine. And I got plenty of women. I got more than my share, okay? I always had women, and I got laid on a regular basis in the United States. So, again, this person is wrong. Okay, now, as far as the perverted thing, I guess it's a matter of degrees. I'm not somebody who, like I said, you know, I'm not somebody doing all kinds of kinky stuff. I like sex, you know, and I think there's nothing wrong with that. So I make no excuses. Okay, you can't handle a real woman from the States. Oh, really? Well, asked a couple hundred that I handled when I was, you know, ever since I was 16 years old, all the way until I came over to Thailand. And I would say that most, at the very least, they had a good time, okay? So I don't know, I don't necessarily, if you mean handle, like, am I capable of interacting and having sex with them? Well, you are dead wrong. Let's see here. Does your little slave Thai girl obey your commands at the stare of your perverted eyes? How does that work? Well, again, this chowder head is so far off. Because let me tell you something. My wife, I mean, you know, if it comes down to the nitty-gritty and we disagree on something, then she will usually capitulate just because she knows that if it's something important, we both probably need to agree on it. But other than that, she has her say in everything. And believe me, she doesn't let me get away with shit. I mean, you know, she gets irritated with me once in a while because she thinks I'm too lackadaisical, and I'm just like, she thinks I don't care about things, when really the truth is I do care, but I try not to let it get to me because it does absolutely no good. And I don't know why, whether it's her mentality or she's younger or she's a woman and it's their nature to worry or whatever it is, but we don't always see eye to eye on some things. And usually it's very simple. We just work it out. I tell her, yeah, okay, well, here's what's happening. And you know, so as far as her being a slave Thai girl, she ain't anywhere near being a slave Thai girl. All right? So you ought to get your head out of your ass there, honey. You should make a video about that. Well, I'm making a podcast because that's what I feel like doing right now. I personally wish the Thai government and men would see you perverts for first of all, you should learn how to spell. Your is like, as in you are, is a contraction, and it's Y-O-U, and then apostrophe, is it apostrophe? Apostrophe, R-E, okay? So, you're really in Thailand and put you in prison where you guys belong. Well, let me tell you something. If you really know about Thailand, you know that the majority of establishments in Thailand with prostitutes are, they cater to Thai men, not to foreigners. The foreigners are, they generally stick to Nana Plaza, Patpong, Soi Cowboy, and in Pattaya, and then there's some other places around the country where there are red light districts, and you know, some know where the massage parlors are and the brothels are, but for the most part, it's the Thai men that go there because they live here. So, you know, I mean, again, you're talking out your twat. So that's all I got for this chowder head. I don't see the Thai government putting people into jail for engaging in sexual activities. Now, if you really want to talk about perverted, then you talk about the child pornography and the sex with children and all that kind of stuff that does take place in Asia and around the world, but a lot of it takes place in Thailand and Cambodia and Vietnam, and you know, to me, that is unacceptable, and the people need to have their dicks chopped off for that. Okay, so let's get on with it. All right, so I have another one from Cy Knight. Okay, that's his name. He says, I totally agree with everything said on this video, especially the distinction. Okay, this is about the living off five, the truth about living off $500 a month video. I totally agree with everything said on this video, especially the distinction between living and existing. Scott knows his shit. I worked in Bangkok in a public school, earning 32,000 baht a month gross. I rented a cheap two-room service apartment near Sathorn Thaksin Bridge. 3,500 plus electricity plus internet. That's cheap, believe me. 3,500 baht is cheap. I ate street food every day, around 150 baht a day, and generally lived like a monk. I took a ferry to work, and those days when I didn't get asked for the 15 baht fare made me joyous. That's how tight you need to be. For 2 months, I lived on $650 US a month. I should say I paid child maintenance of $350, so I really was living off of $300 a month. I saved a couple hundred a month. But, and here is the rub, it is impossible to sustain for a long time. And that's, this is me saying, speaking, that's the thing. Anybody can live off of $500 for a couple of months, maybe even a year. After a while, it gets draining. You basically are living like a pauper. So it gets to be very, it's very difficult. Okay. Besides little incidentals, medicine, clothes, haircut, toiletries, there is just so much temptation in Bangkok and none of it is cheap. Girls, booze, weekends in Pattaya. Living like a monk on $650 is no fun and soon gets really boring. Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I was living off of, what was it, $1,000 a month? No, I had $1,000 for 3 months because I had run out of money and I'd run out of cash in the bank, and the money that was supposed to come to me every month stopped coming. I had a problem with that. I had $1,000 for 3 months, and I had to pay rent, which was, I think, $3,500 a month. And that was it. And let me tell you something. You talk about boring. You're sitting around all day. You can pretty much only go where you can walk. You eat cheap food because it's all you can afford. And there's nothing to do. And let me tell you something. I stayed in a place and there was no TV and I had no laptop. It sucked. I used to save every satang I had to be able to go out on a weekend and buy like one or two drinks. And if I was lucky, maybe I'd bring a girl home with me. Okay. I remember bringing one girl home with me and she was a nice, she was really nice girl, nice looking, great body. And I was surprised she went home with me. She gets back to my place and she goes, "Oh, wow, you live like a Thai." She was like, "Oh God." And she was getting ready to leave in the morning. And I said, "Oh, do you want some money?" And she goes, "No, no, you keep it. I think you need it." And that was so embarrassing. She was so sweet, the girl. But, you know, that's how it is. Okay, want a girlfriend? You need to buy everything. Make friends? You need to go out and socialize. Not to mention the visa runs to Vientiane, which I needed to pay for. The best part of living off $650 a month was that I lost a stack of weight and gained a new respect for the poor. At the end of the 6 months, I got a job in China for twice the salary. I had saved about $500. I loved my time in Bangkok, but I would never try to do it again. Cheers. Let me tell you something. $500 is, you know, like this guy's saying. He's saying $650. It's fuck all, okay? It's really nowhere near enough. $1,000 a month, you can live and you can be somewhat comfortable, but you really got to be disciplined with your money. You got to know where and what to spend your money on, and you need to be disciplined about it. So that's very important. Is it enough? It is if you know what you're doing and you're disciplined, and you know enough about Thailand to know where to get the best deals. What you should be paying for things. That's all, you know, really important. So that's why I say come to Thailand and learn about the country first, because then you kind of learn, you kind of figure out what the prices are. You know, maybe you get a girl, she's your girlfriend, or she's, you know, a girlfriend, or she's, you know, whatever. She takes you around. She's, no, this is not 800. No, let me get it. And then it's, you know, oh, I get it for 500. Okay. So then you know, hey, the real price is 500. So when they try to jerk you around and they go 800, you go, no, 400. Oh, cannot. How much? 600, mister. No. I give you 500. That's it. And then you know, hey, I'm getting a fair price. Okay. So, you know, this $500 a month, $1,000 a month, let me just say one thing. I always enjoyed living here when I had more money than less money. Never was there a time when I said, I just love living here. I've only got 20,000 baht a month to live off of. I'm having such a fantastic time. You know what? I mean, I've been able to survive. And yeah, I mean, I had some good times when I didn't have much money, of course. But I had a lot better times when, you know, I had 10 times that much every month. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. You can say what you want about minimalism and all this other kind of stuff. It's nice to have it if you need it. That's the big thing. You don't need to spend the money. You don't need to go out and buy a Rolex watch or even go buy a $1,000 watch. You don't have to. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is it's nice to be able to have that money. If you got a girlfriend and she says, oh, I really want to go to this, and you know it's going to make her happy and you really would like to do it, well, it's nice to be able to go, you know what, I'll buy those tickets. They're 3,000 baht each. Instead of going, I can't do that. I got to save up for 4 months to be able to have that money. So, anyway, that's all I got. Until next time, I'm Scott. I'm an American in Bangkok. Chok D, Lat, Jerk and Mai.